JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning. I was reading about Disney yesterday. Iger, who's a genius as far as I can work out, reckons they've turned the corner. Have they turned the corner?
Possibly. He's also having a big feud with Elon Musk as well, actually. Look, we're in the middle of the US corporate earnings season, and it's a big week this week. Some results do catch your eye, though, and we all love streaming services, don't we, Mike? They're part of our day-to-day lives. Now, Disney did catch my eye, and it sort of illustrates the changing world of entertainment. There's a bit of misty nostalgia in there as well, Mike. I mean, we've come an awful long way from the wonderful world of Disney, which I have to admit was a staple in our house back in the 70s. You may, of course, remember that, Mike, on a Sunday night, the wonderful world of Disney.
Pretty young.
Anyway, Disney announced their result yesterday after we spoke. Now, the couple of things that stood out, it was a good result and it was well received, but there were a whole bunch of announcements made with the earning results. The result was ahead of expectations, even though revenue was a bit below forecast. They boosted their dividend by 50%. Investors love that. And very hard on cost reduction, as you say. But CEO Bob Iger said they're on track to meet or exceed their savings target of $7.5 billion. They're still losing money on that streaming service. They put their prices up, but they're now losing a lot less than they were. But then there were these other announcements. They're going to invest $1.5 billion into the makers of Fortnite. Now, this is Disney's first ever entry into the world of video games. But yes, the announcement that is gathering all the headlines, the woman that is literally everywhere at the moment. And I ask the question, when was the last time a musician was this omnipresent, a pop star? They've got Tay-Tay. They've got Taylor Swift. Disney Plus will be the exclusive streaming home of Taylor Swift's concert film, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour. I think they've got extra material there as well. That will debut on the March the 15th for all the Taylor Swift lovers out there. So two significant new partnerships. There's a Moana sequel as well, Mike, you'll be pleased to know. They're also going to do a Netflix on password sharing. They're going to try and crack down on that. Look, the share price, Mike, for Disney, they've battled for sort of 3 years. It's fallen from $200 down to 80, but yesterday's announcement was quite big for the share price. It popped 10% overnight, which is a very big move.
Right, back home, this trachometer, this looks okay, doesn't it?
Yeah, two things much more utilitarian, how many vehicles are moving up and down our roads. This is the monthly count of vehicles from the ANZ trachometer. So they published the two indexes, light traffic index. It did lift in January, 0.6%. Now, light traffic index is a good indicator of demand. We're talking cars, vans, motorbikes. It relates to a willingness to spend, so it has a bit of a lead on momentum in the economy. Trouble is, it's been quite volatile since COVID. Now, the trend, that's what you're looking at, the trend is flat. The problem here is obviously you've got a lot more people in the country, so flat is actually weak on a per capita basis. The heavy traffic index, which is trucks, this is a good indicator of production GDP. Now, it was up 2.7%, so it's holding up a lot better than light traffic. Still got to think about that per capita measure there, which sort of dilutes that, your good feeling about it. But it's actually another hint that maybe growth won't be as weak as we had been feared. The trend is still flat, but actually, maybe GDP won't be as bad as we were worried about towards the end of last year.
Let's hope not. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is down 0.25% as we're talking, 38,580. The S&P 500, pretty flat, 4,991. And the NASDAQ has eked out a small gain at the moment as we talk. It's up 47 points, 15,803. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 0.45%, 7,595 the close there. But the Nikkei had a very good day, up over 2%, 36,863. The Shanghai Composite continued its fight back. It was up 1.28% overnight, 2865. The ASX 200 up 0.3% yesterday, 7639. And we lost 0.2% on the NZX 50, down 80 points, 11,872. Kiwi dollar, 0.6086 on the wholesale markets against the US dollar, 0.9388 against the Aussie, so quite strong there. 0.5653 against the euro, 0.4826 pounds, 90.92 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,030, and Brent crude, unfortunately, has popped up at the end of the week, $81.14.
Have a great weekend, mate. See you next week. JMIWealth.co.nz.